Notre Dame. What do you think the matchup's like?
Obviously not super familiar. We haven't played them this year, but we played them a little bit last year, so we kind of know their style. They're good offensively, offensive defensemen, and like to get up in the play. So like any weekend, we got to prepare, you know what they're good at, but be a little bit more focused on our own game and make sure that we clean up any areas that we need to going into Friday or Saturday.
What are your thoughts going about as far east as you can go?
Yeah, it's a little bizarre. You kind of put yourself in this position when you're kind of, I guess, high seed, but you don't get the top spot. You don't get to play in your home region. So we've been out there before. Didn't go great a couple years ago, but you know, we're pretty confident in our team, and we expect it to go differently.
What do you make of the road as a whole? Because it seems like you guys got a pretty tough region.
Yeah, tough region. Obviously, you just got to focus on game one. At this point in the season, you're going to have to beat good team every night to keep your season alive. So, again, we're more worried about you know, Saturday's game against Notre Dame before we move on from that.
How will the result of that game affect the games down the road?
Well, obviously, we got to win to keep playing. So,
both, yeah. I mean,
that's the biggest result. But probably just with confidence. Yeah, first time this year, I guess, what we've been playing with, you know, it's do or die situation. Last year we were in it a little bit earlier with not a great non-conference situation. But this year we'll see how the team reacts to this under these circumstances.
What do you remember about Notre Dame the last time you guys
played them? Pretty offensive team. D liked to jump up and play. Got a good goalie that I actually played juniors with. So maybe I'll give a few guys some tips on him. But no, it's a good solid team. It's a good program. They're good every year. And we can expect an absolute war.
How much excitement was there in the room since you guys were not in the field last year?
Definitely excited. I think we put ourselves in a situation all year that we'd be in the tournament no matter how we did down the stretch. So it wasn't you know, immediate excitement, but throughout the season when we saw that, you know, we put ourselves in a good position, we were pretty thrilled and happy about the spot we were at.
Knowing what happened last year, is this trip kind of a prove-it trip, you could say?
Maybe. I don't know. Different team than last year. You know, we have high of expectations, so I mean, I don't know if we're trying to prove anything to anyone other than ourselves, because you know, we've been through a lot, and we just want to play the best hockey at the end of the year.
Tough game and a tough outcome on Friday. What are your thoughts after a couple days to think about the Penn State semifinal?
Yeah, it was a tough game. They played really hard. They were playing for their lives, and I don't know if we matched their intensity right away. So that's obviously, you know, we're gonna have to ramp that up, because there's no second chances now.